Steve, thanks so much. It's Bill Leffin, it's Wendy Snyder, along with friend of the show and friend in real life, Mike Toomey. Mike is appearing at Zany's in St. Charles, and it's a very strange schedule. Mike, you're aware of this, right? Your schedule there is very strange.
That would be my fault. I did not punch this button right here.
Punch the Mike Toomey button.
Did you want to talk today, Mike Toomey?
There,
I didn't.
There we go.
Now you're on the air.
I didn't realize.
I couldn't hear myself before. No, it's a one show on Thursday, and then we have shows on Friday and Saturday. So it's, usual schedule.
But now, according to this, you're also there Monday and Wednesday. Is that true, too?
Okay.
Are you You're not there?
Is that for real? They say that Monday and Wednesday?
That's what they... No, here's what it says on my schedule, Mike, and if it's wrong, I apologize, but it says you're there this upcoming Thursday the 14th and Friday the 15th and Saturday the 16th. It says Mike will be taking a day off Sunday the 17th. He'll return Monday the 18th, off Tuesday the 19th, and then make his farewell performance on the 20th, which is Wednesday. That's what it says on the sheet.
Let's do that then.
You want to do it? All right.
We are doing the Twister competition on Wednesday.
Oh, there's a Twister competition.
Yeah, I just host it. It's not really a comedy. I just kind of host it and make sure everybody's following the rules.
That sounds like fun.
Right-hand red. Like, I'm the guy that's like, no, I said right-hand red, you're out. Like, that kind of thing.
People don't play Twister to the level that you play. You're really good at it.
Well, not at a competitive level. And I'm
right.
Proud to say that I'm one of the people who is really super good at it. If people don't say super good anymore, I just like to say
no,
that.
You are super good at it.
Remember that guy who would say, yeah, I'm super good at Twister. What are you talking about?
I am on the Zany's website, by the way, and it says Mike Toomey, January 14th through the 16th. Would that be correct?
That sounds right.
So all this other information that I've been handed is erroneous at best.
You're on the bogus Zany's website.
Bogus Zany's website.
Erroneous or erogenous?
Both. You've seen Mike's work.
Now you're going into a whole other region of websites. erogenous website.
Well, you just do only the people who come to see you. It's all bachelorette parties, correct?
Yes, that's what we hope for.
All right, but wait, hang on, Mike, because now I clicked on the link and you are there those days.
It's got you there for a bunch of days.
Well, whatever days it says, I will make it a point
all right.
to be there.
All right.
Wow, you're going to work hard.
My book has got me this Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
So
I have to say this, not to get off of what you guys are talking about.
Yeah.
But when you were talking about that whole driving to Peoria and not knowing where you were because the landscape looked the same.
Right.
And that was before, like, remember doing comedy in those days and we didn't have GPS?
Right.
We would actually have to ask the American Gothic people for directions. Thing like the guy be like gesturing with his pitchfork, you're going to head another 2 miles this way.
And Mike, they would use the word yonder a lot. Like they go,
yes.
It's down yonder. Where is down yonder?
That's true.
And what would happen to me is when people give me directions, like I stop listening after like the first 10 seconds, and all I can think of is, please stop so that I can leave and ask somebody else.
I know, because there are too many steps. You can't remember, because
right.
you, in your head you're going, okay, so I'm going to turn left, then right. You can't go beyond that.
That's true.
Right. And they think they're doing you a favor because they know all the shortcuts there. Like, they want specifics of your directions. You're like, hey, how do I get to I-70? Well, where are you going? I just want to get on I-70. That's it. I'm going to, like, build a fruit stand at the off-ramp. I have no further destination than that.
And sometimes they'll toss in little local things that you couldn't possibly know. Like, they'll go, it's down by Griffin's Mill or where they found the Morgan boy. And you're like, I don't know. Who's that? What happened?
Yeah. Hang a right at the Basset Hound.
Boy, I can't even remember traveling without the assistant. I don't have GPS in the car, but just the iPhone and MapQuest.
Makes all the difference.
It's not MapQuest. It's Google Maps. Yeah. I guess that's what I use.
I don't know how I got anywhere. One time we were in Lafayette, Indiana. We were trying to find the actual place. And this lady, she was giving us directions, but she was being attacked by bees while she was giving us the directions. So she kept waving her hand in front of her face and stopping. And we're just like, just find a break in the action so we can leave and ask somebody who isn't being attacked by bees.
And plus, then you got to think, should I help her?
Right.
Do I really
right.
want the rest of the directions?
Right.
Mike, did you have...
It was only cracked, you know.
When I was a kid and we would take our summer vacation and we would drive, my parents would send away for something called a triptych, which was a red and white book where it went like every 10 miles, you would flip a page over like you were on To Tell the Truth or something. And it would take you like every 10 mile interval to the roadways you'd be taking. Did you ever have that?
I don't remember that at all, but they should still sell that. Why
they should still have it.
That must have, it was triptych. I do remember that. It was either from AAA or the Chicago Motor Club.
Yeah.
And boy, that tells you how far in advance your family planned stuff.
Yes.
Because typically, you know, it'd be like, all right, let's just get in the car and start driving this way.
Right.
Right. And this is where we're going to stop.
And my mom would always put a rating, like she would rate all the bathrooms wherever we went so that the next time if we ever went back to that part of the world, she could say, you know, the Shoney's Big Boy has 3.5-star bathrooms. We should go there.
Right. Fantastic. I'm not even on a trip and I just go there sometimes. Just to use the Shoney's bathroom. It's that good.
It is that good.
It's better than the one at my house, so why would I not just go there?
Sometimes on the attraction board at Shoney's, it would say, 3.5-star bathroom, says Mrs. Leff of Oak Forest, Illinois.
She was going to start her own travel log. Whatever happened with that?
I don't know.
Travel log, I get it.
No, I didn't even mean it. I didn't even mean it that way.
Sure. Oh, that's dirty.
That's an example of the comedy you're going to get at Zany's when Mike Toomey is there. When is he there, Bill?
Well, according to this, he's there every day between now and the end of the year, except for Monday and Wednesday. I don't know.
No, you know what it is, guys. It's what? January 14th, 15th, and 16th.
Right.
Two shows on Saturday the 16th, and then you're back again in February, right?
Yes.
18th and 20th.
All right, that's what it is.
For a Thursday and a Saturday. Yes, that's where the confusion is coming.
All right.
Can I just say, Kevin Richter, our producer, you have to look at the month, not just the numerical entrant of the date.
Yeah, these are some of the numbers where I'll be, but now we could do like a riddles, like, you know, make riddles is right. The way I'm going to be there.
That's fine.
It's kind of like Human Twister. You have to follow the numbers right. Instead of the colored orbs
yep.
Or balls or right. Whatever they are.
Click on Frank Gorshin to figure out which nights I'm going to be there.
All right, Mike.
Or John Astin. There's like a really small picture of John Astin.
Right.
Also
the honorary Riddler, if Frank Gorshin right. Was not available. All right, here's what I need to... I want to share this with everybody, and if you're uncomfortable with it, just say so, and I'll talk about something else. You've been a Cubs fan your whole life. You love the Cubs, correct?
That is correct.
All right, last year during round one of the playoffs, I called you up, and I said, isn't this the best? We've been dreaming about this our whole lives. The Cubs are going to win the World Series. Isn't this great? And then tell everybody what you told me.
I think I said I can't enjoy it because it's too stressful.
That's like, it exactly.
Yeah, I couldn't enjoy it.
Well, I understand it, and they didn't win, you guys. I hate to tell you this.
Spoiler alert to anybody who taped the games.
And ultimately, they did not, but you get to the point where, you know, as much as you love a team, unless they win it all, especially the Cubs, it always ends the same way. Regardless of how far they go, it always ends with you being, like, disappointed in how it ended.
Right, right.
So what are your feelings for this year, Mike, to me, about your favorite team, the Cubs?
Well,
are you too stressed to think about it?
I'm not stressed at all. Like, I'm excited, and I can't wait for spring training, and I can't wait for them to start playing. But, you know, how are you going to win more than 97 games? Again, like, you know what I'm saying? We're just so conditioned to find the bad. Okay, who's going to get hurt? What, you know, who's going to underperform? How is this going to go badly for us? Because
right.
That's how we've been conditioned all our lives.
Are you the human Eeyore?
Yes. And thanks for noticing me, by the way. Yeah.
But
I'm the baseball Eeyore.
But do other teams, are there any other teams in any sports who have that same kind of, there's all this enthusiasm, and Wendy and I have done the Cubs conventions where even on the years where they had lost 100 games, people went to that convention going, this is going to be their year. But they just lost 100
right.
games. I know, but this will be their year. But then by the same point, you don't want your heart to be broken again.
Right. There are those people. I mean, before opening day on Facebook, I do a funny, like, tell me your favorite team and how many games they're going to win, you know? And you'll see, like, 2 years ago, Cubs 160. Yeah, okay. I think that's reasonable.
Right.
For a team that lost 98 the year before, they're going to lose two games next year.
Mike, it's better to have loved and lost than to never have loved the Cubs at all. Isn't that what the saying is?
And that is how I feel, yes. I have loved all my life and lost, you know, for the most part. I mean, never in good seasons, but it's the Cubs are the only team that are measured by whether they win the World Series or not anymore. You know what I mean? Other teams can say, like the Giants won 95 games, they had a good season.
Right.
Because they had a World Series to fall back on. Whereas the Cubs is like, they didn't win the World Series. They suck.
Do you, you've seen this, I'm sure, in Las Vegas. Las Vegas odds has the Cubs as the favorite to win the World Series. Just when you see that or hear that, doesn't that make your head jiggle?
Yeah, I don't want to see that, actually, because now there's the target on their back. I like last year when they kind of snuck up on everybody. Yeah. And Wayne Newton is also in Las Vegas.
Yes, he is. That's true.
He is favored to win the World Series as well.
Every year he is, and so is Carrot Top.
He is not, in my book, going to win anything.
No, no.
Except a human-cat look-alike contest.
He's like, hey, what do you mean? How is Carrot Top favored to win? He's not even a baseball team.
Doesn't matter.
He's favored to win, though.
He's still favored to win. Do you still do a sleepover at Bert Hooten's house on opening night? You used to do that every year.
Yeah, and we commemorate his no-hitter from 1972. It was like the first week of the season, and we Greg Luzinski does come. He's a good sport.
Oh, yeah.
He struck out to end that game, but he's a good sport. He comes with us and enjoys the sleepover.
You love to hear that.
He brings the Chex Mix.
And, Mike, Wendy and I were discussing the other day, it was Elvis Presley's 100th birthday. And I know what a
no, he was 81. He would have been 81.
Oh.
Frank Sinatra, yeah. Frank Sinatra 100. You got it confused.
I can't. You know how I am with the singers. He's 81. Elvis Presley's 81. So here's the question. We were trying to figure out what Elvis would be doing if he was still alive. What are your thoughts? What would Elvis be up to if he was alive?
That's a good question. You know, I think maybe, God, who can we compare him to at this stage of the game? An 81-year-old guy? Like who's another entertainer that's 81?
Well, Tony Bennett's probably right around there, isn't he?
Tony Bennett's 90.
Oh, is he 90?
You are so. Your age is.
I don't
so,
see age. I'm age
blind. Sure, because you're like an 80-year-old man in a 40-year-old's body.
I don't see age.
Well, Bill had a theory that he would be. What did you say he would be?
We thought maybe he'd be calling bingo numbers at a retirement village somewhere.
Isn't that perfect? All the balls, they're all shook up. Uh-huh.
All right, everybody, be quiet. B7. You're the B7.
This is a full card. If you got a full card, tell Sonny in red, and you will win a prize. Don't you
and
just see him doing
while,
that?
Like after a while, nobody gets their card full. He'll shoot them where the balls are. He'll like shoot the machine because he's aggravated with it.
Right.
Bam! Somebody win! Bam! Bam! Bam!
There, you won. Bingo! Bingo! What's his name? Oh.
I just saw his granddaughter. I was telling Wendy, I saw this movie Mad Max last night, the new Mad Max, and his granddaughter, Riley, is in that movie. That was weird.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Is she good?
Yeah, she was really good. She got the same sneer. You know that sneer that Elvis had if he was, oh, happy or sad or tired or angry or whatever he was? He had that sneer.
Or sleeping.
Yeah, or sleeping.
Or sleeping, yeah. Or dead, whatever. He always had that, yes. Man, that picture in the Inquirer. Why is he sneering now? He's dead.
Right.
That's disrespectful to the king.
No, I understand it. I get it. I totally get it.
That's how you knew it wasn't him, because they put a sneer on the next figure that they placed in that coffin so that the real Elvis could go off and call bingo numbers in Florida.
God, he'd be so good.
Florida.
Yes.
I am blowing the cover off, and it's Boca Raton, Florida.
That's where you can find him. Mike, we're looking forward to these dates at Zanies, whatever they are. It might be the 14th, the 15th, and the 16th. It could be more. It could be less. We don't know. But if you haven't seen Mike do stand-up, you need to see him. He's the best Chicago's ever produced. I mean it.
That's nice.
You are. And continued success on the WGN Morning News. Boy, every time I see it, it makes me laugh so hard. It's really great.
Well, thank you. And you guys keep up the good work yourselves.
Thanks, Mike.
I can't believe that WGN Morning News, the WGN TV Morning News, is still on, because it is the most in a good way.
This
no, listen,
a compliment.
It is the most impromptu. It is the funniest. It is the most fun to watch. Yet the most informative news program of anything I've ever seen. And I'm so glad that it has snuck by, because I'm shocked that it's still on. You guys paved the way for a great morning show.
That's so nice of you to say. I mean, to me, it's the best combination of luck and skill because they have such skilled people, but lucky to find them all and have them gel the way they do. I mean, you look at Larry and Robin and Paul. I mean, they're all so great that you could build any show around any one of them, you know, and then you put them together and also Pat, you know, it's just like the craziest group of like talented, funny people.
Right.
And add you and Hoover, Jeff Hoover in there, Dean Richards. And what did Robin just win? Didn't she just win like best female morning broadcaster or television? What was her?
Best everything. It was one of these radio or internet. It was a website and it named her the best, like the best news person. Like,
how about that?
Which I, you know, would not disagree with.
No, in fact, we should get her on to congratulate
her. Fantastic.
Tell her we're proud of her.
And I know, I guess it's common knowledge, Pat Tomasulo had the problem with starting fires, and he seems to be doing a lot better with that, doesn't he?
He's a little better at it.
He's getting a little better. All right. Well, that's good news.
We had to douse a little something last week.
There's always going to be, there's going to be accidents. No one's perfect.
Well,
but
the kid plays with matches, and, you know, you're only going to get burned.
That's so true, Mike. That's very true. Mike Toomey is at Zanies in St. Charles, the 14th, 15th, and 16th. Go to zanies.com. And then, Mike, it says here you also have a website.
I'm working on it. It's under construction.
All right.
404.
You're under construction.
Yeah.
You showed us.
That's right. Mike, thanks so much. Drive safely, would you?
I will. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Mike. Love him.
That's Mike Toomey from the WGN-TV Morning News. And he is. If you see stand-up comedy here in town and you don't see Mike, something's wrong. He's really, really great. All right, a quick break and then more show coming your way. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN.